W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming ABC on the Civic News Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Severe and deadly weather in Michigan. Thunderstorms dropping heavy rain and flooding, leaving at least three dead in the Grand Rapids area. The flooding also widespread across the state in the Detroit area.
This was a fierce and a sudden storm. It not only did it strike West Michigan and Kent County, the Lansing and Mid-Michigan area, Southeast Michigan has been hit very hard.
Consumers Energy spokesman Brian Wheeler. More than 660,000 customers without power in Michigan and Ohio due to the storm. A desperate situation in Louisiana, a wildfire burning in Beauregard Parish north of Lake Charles, prompting mandatory evacuations. People are being bused to safety. And former President Trump back on Twitter, now known as X. He tweeted his own mugshot last night, hours after being booked in Fulton County, Georgia. Charges he conspired with 18 others to try and overturn the 2020 election. The Trump campaign selling mugshot merchandise. This is ABC News. Houston drivers faced an obstacle course as giant spools on the city's highways brought traffic to a halt. ABC's Morgan Norwood reports.
Smack in the middle of the Katy Freeway, and it's not the first time. 4 years ago, giant spool on a truck got stuck under an overpass, causing a gridlock for hours. And in 2018, five runaway spools in all, blocking lanes, wreaking havoc. Some drivers questioning whether Houston has gone from space city to spool city. Zach Vega was driving home from work when he saw a wooden spool damage a truck.
It's crazy, it's dangerous, and I think it's irresponsibility on someone's behalf. You got to strap them down correctly.
Reports say the president of the Spanish Soccer Federation will resign today. Luis Rubiales came under fire after kissing World Cup champion Jennifer Hermoso during Sunday's medal ceremony. He acknowledged the kiss was a mistake. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
So you need a new roof, but you don't know where to start? You're thinking, a roof is just a roof, right? Wrong. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libby Roofing, and I want to tell you what makes us different from all the other roofers. We are Wisconsin's oldest roofing company, having been in business since 1934. We aren't like other roofing companies who are here today, gone tomorrow. We stand behind our work. The products we use are of the highest quality. We are one of Owens Corning's elite platinum preferred contractors and have maintained that status for over 14 years. We even offer a 50-year non-prorated, fully transferable warranty. But what makes us really stand out is the quality of our workmanship. We hire only the best in their craft, and we hire around our core values. We are hardworking, we care for people, we do what's right, and we're flexible. So if you value your home and expect quality, give us a call at 920-ROOFING or go to 920roofing.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative, actually impact people and see that I really could do that, has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa, that's south of Bondwell, and I'm the third generation. I farm with my parents and two other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because we're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Accolades it deserves.
No,
they are, and I think, Johnny, the majority of those people there are working for free.
I believe it.
You get those volunteering kids, those kids, the parents, they're cleaning cages, they're sweeping the walkways for us city people. It is that I couldn't agree more. That is a slice of life that someone
totally agree
has maintained.
And it was a little bit of a step back in time.
Oh yeah.
So it's very earthy. I guess would be the best way to put it. But even like I went on that Sunday when I did the book signing, the speaking thing, and I went to get one of those prime rib sandwiches.
Right.
And it's funny, Troy Streckenbach, our county commissioner, sitting next to me. I said, I got to go get something to drink. It's so hot. He goes, are you going to grab one of those prime rib sandwiches? I go, I may. The line was so long, I couldn't get in. The line for everything was long.
Yeah.
But they were moving it through. I mean, it was a great turnout, great crowd, incredibly hot weather. But it was just the people were polite, even the parking people when you come. You ever have, you know, it drives me crazy.
Johnny, I talked to those people on the way in and the way out, and I thanked them. And
very
I
know polite.
They
friendly.
So, you know, my biggest pet peeve, got a lot of them, but besides loud motorcycles, is just poor customer service. Because I don't think customer service costs, there's not a cost to really good customer service. To say hi and be friendly, to smile, to say something nice about your dog. I mean, those are just easy customer service things. And I will say the county fair, I don't think they have a class on it. I just think those are just good people.
I totally agree. It just had that kind of a feeling.
Right.
It's not we're a little uppity and snooty and you should feel privileged that we'd allow you to come here. Right. Didn't have that feeling whatsoever.
Not at all. And just, you know, it was almost like thanks for coming when you pulled in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I that county fair and my, you know, my wife has always loved the county fair, but yeah, that we got to hang on to that, and I think we will.
And you're right about the service, because I told you, I had lunch with somebody, it's probably been 3 weeks now, maybe a month, and I went, it was, you know, right around noon, and they weren't, I'm not going to mention the place, and it's not a place I've ever mentioned here before. So, but I go there, and I think, okay, this would be a good place, and I sat there, and the girl was at the cash register, she wasn't waiting at anybody, and she was doing something and looking at her thing, and I'm sitting there, and I just kind of had my, you know, just kind of sitting there. You think she would acknowledge me?
Right.
Then the other girl was standing at the, you know, where you get the drinks, the station, drink station, whatever. And she's like eating something. She looks at me. And I 12 minutes I sat there.
That's until a long,
I was acknowledged
time.
Until anybody even said, hi, I'll be right with you.
Yeah.
I wasn't waiting for somebody, I would have just gotten up and just walked away.
My wife hates when I walk out of a restaurant, but
I had another place about 2 weeks ago.
John, you're on a roll.
I know. But I walk in, I was going to order this sandwich, and the guy goes, hang on, I got to do this first. Not, hi, how you doing? Hey, just give me a second. But just like that.
Like, so I got something more important than you.
than you giving me your money. Right. You got something more important.
Right.
And I stood there for a while. I said, hey. He goes, okay, what do you need? I said, nope, forget it. You're too busy. I'm just going to leave. And I walked out the door.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'd have done that too. So the Depot, right? That's that gastropub. We got a gift card.
$25.
$25
gift $25 card. Is a nice gift card.
And I think
you can get salads bigger than your head.
Yes.
That's the only time you and I have not been able to finish a salad.
That is true.
We both had to take boxes for salads.
But then we ate them in the car on the way back.
We did. So without a fork or anything. It's kind of like a horse where you put that thing. Kind of like when Mr. Ed, they used to put that thing on Mr. Ed. Remember that?
We
never a fan of that show. You?
Oh, my God. Mr. Ed.
Wilbur.
With Wilbur. Yeah. Yes. Really? That was a great show. Didn't you kind of believe it a little bit when you were a kid?
A little bit.
Okay.
I heard they put peanut butter on his tongue or something to make it look like he was talking. Is that true? I think they did.
I didn't study it that much. I wanted to believe. Yeah, I was one of those guys.
Okay.
But anyway.
I liked My Favorite Martian.
Oh, that was, I don't know.
Well, that's one I like.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm Mr. Ed. Yes. Of course, I liked horses.
Right? Yeah, exactly. You're more a horse guy.
I am.
You know who I never liked?
Was
Timmy from Lassie.
You know what?
Never liked him. So goody-goody.
But, you know, he kind of got a little bit burned on. He's struggling right now. Like, he never, like some of those guys, now they didn't make any money. He didn't get royalties right back in the day. I saw an interview, I read an interview about him, and he's a little bitter.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he never made any money. And all the reruns, I don't know if that's still on, but if, I don't know, you got cable, I don't, but.
He had too good of a life.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Well, the character Timmy did.
Well, yeah, but okay, don't take it out on him.
I mean, the dog rescued him from a well. Come on.
That's great.
Really?
But no, I think he lives like in Puget Sound area up in Seattle, Tacoma, something. And he gets mad because people impersonate him and get autograph signs. He was just very, I read that a while ago, but he was very bitter that he didn't make some of the money that Well, of course, I don't know, some of those other actors. Well, the what people get paid today is crazy with their sitcoms, yeah. Like Jerry Seinfeld and stuff. But even when you get back to Star Trek, I mean, some of those guys. But
the residuals?
Yeah, he didn't have any. He didn't have a good deal. And wow. He was a little. But, okay, anyway, so, but, John, that's the thing about acting. You're right, Timmy was probably spoiled, but the person who played him did not get a good deal.
Well,
anyway,
I'm not
trying to defend him. Hey, I want to do the gift card.
Wait. The guy whose life I wish I had, and it was that would be closest to mine.
George Costanza?
No. Who? George Costanza? Did I just say? What? No. The kid from Gentle Ben. Ron Howard's little brother. And his dad who played the part. Remember the time when Bart Starr was on the show? He guest starred on the show?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
And the kid had the dilemma, whereas if like you get a pair of cleats from Bart Starr, if like whoever scored the most touchdowns or whatever it was, and he had a dilemma, does he do it so he gets the cleats, or does he call a better play for them to win the game, but then somebody else would get the cleats? It was a real teaching moment when I was a kid.
There's a few of those shows.
Yes.
Right? Like, yeah, maybe RFD had a lot of teaching moments in their shows,
yes.
Too. So,
yeah.
I would agree with you that these actors, these young actors, you can't, these people, there's some things that have been written about soap operas.
Yeah.
And there's some villains in soap operas. I mean, sure. I watch soap operas. And these people would go down the street and people would yell at them.
Well, you know who one of the biggest ones was, he just died, I think, was Jennifer Aniston's dad.
Yes.
He played this villain for like 30 years.
But I wonder if he went out in public.
Probably.
And people were like, you know what I mean? We
yeah.
got to separate it.
I don't.
Like you and Lassie's owner, Timmy.
Yeah.
Timmy.
Yes.
But anyway, hey, so we're talking about customer service.
What did Timmy's dad do? You know, what did he do? He was never around. June Lockhart was around. And then what's her name got sick? So June Lockhart, all of a sudden, she's the stepmom of Billy Joe and Bobby Joe and Billy Joe at Petticoat Junction.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't mean to start a Friday with a whole 1960s TV thing.
No,
but we
started
struck
off,
a chord with me.
I guess I did. But we did start talking about customer service and how
yes.
important that is and how, yeah, I mean, we
just
we
a don't, smile and a hello.
Right. And I think that's something we do have in common, and we're willing to pay for it too.
No question.
You know, we have,
you have to pay for it with the price of something.
Right. I went to breakfast yesterday with one of our advertisers, and it was great customer service.
Great.
Delilah's, you and I have been there.
It's always great.
They
always
have great customer
service. The owner comes over, says hello,
he does.
Talks to you.
And the other great place that has customer service is the Depot, right? That's that old train station, and it's called the Depot now. So tell you what, Johnny, somebody should call in with a great, with a place that has great customer service, we'll give them the $25 gift card.
I like it.
Any place, we'll just give them a shout-out. A free shout-out.
Free shout-out. It's free shout-out Friday, 920-264-0606. Free shout-out Friday.
New program.
For a $25 gift certificate to the Depot, and I don't have my glasses on.
Okay, gift card. No, it's the Depot. It's Gastropub.
Gastropub. I've never heard that term before.
That's what Shane's doing that now.
Okay.
Sean, I mean.
I like it.
And they, great customer service. Just great food. So call in with any company. It can be, I don't know, auto dealership. It's
best customer service.
Don't think it's going to be Delta Airlines. But
uh-oh,
I don't
what
know.
What happened?
Just the whole time. I have to take my wife to the airport today.
One minute.
It's just, you know, customer service costs. I hear I just said it's free. Personally, it's free. But you have to have callers to answer the phone. You know, sometimes they only have a few people working, so your hold time can
why
be
is
one,
that?
Two.
Why?
Is
why?
It cheap?
Why?
But anyway, customer service, tell us who you think
and
is
why.
A good, and why. Any place in the 41 corridor, Oshkosh, Appleton, our listening area.
It can't be like Bonkers.
Right. Whatever that is.
Yeah,
all right.
That's the craziest thing. Bonkers, it's the strip club in that tiny little town outside of Manitowoc.
I've never
I can't
been
even
there.
Think of the name of it. Oh, don't give me that.
I haven't, Johnny.
Pictures on the marquee. We got set to a break. We got some really interesting stuff coming up today. Really interesting. Stick with us. Mine are the mayor on a beautiful Friday. Back after this. On the open road, speeding like a man on the run. A lifetime spent preparing for the journey.
Welcome going to one of the premier jazz festivals around. We are in Oshkosh.
Get to see Oshkosh, you know, my hometown, embracing and enjoying and celebrating this festival. I mean, I really do mean that.
Erin Bame is the main organizer of the Oshkosh Jazz Fest. She says it's fairly new, but starting to make a name for itself and this Wisconsin city. So what is Oshkosh best known for, at least right now? Is it UW Oshkosh, EAA Air Venture, or Oshkosh Bagosh? The answer coming up.
Our festival is completely free and family friendly.
Two reasons the festival's grown from hundreds to thousands. And the entertainers are huge too. Names like Torme and Take Six, the most awarded a cappella group in history. So did you guess what made Oshkosh famous? Is Oshkosh Bagosh. But don't forget the Oshkosh Jazz Festival for future fame. The fest is Saturday afternoon, August 26th, and is a new slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 78 today under overcast skies. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 61. Overcast, a mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 71. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 73. 76. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
From I-43 to I-41,
this is the Talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mariners Friday morning. You know, Jim, we're talking about all kinds of things going on yesterday. That game last night, which was very good. Kimberly against Bayport, 17-14. Kimberly with the win. Huge crowd on hand last night. Kimberly, folks, just incredible.
I watched you and Ted announce that game, but I fell asleep. So when I got up this morning.
Put you to sleep. Okay. That happens. Also, we went to an event yesterday early afternoon, which was extremely impressive.
Important and impressive, right? I mean, so as our listeners know, and you and I very much like the new superintendent of schools, Dr. Claude Tiller.
Yep.
That guy is high energy and he knows what he's doing. And that's
talk about
pretty
hands
good,
on.
Pretty good combination. So he, as you know, hosted yesterday the Welcome Back Green Bay Area Public School Family Celebration at West High School. And it was really, it gave you a good feel for the public school system here in Greater Green Bay, and every school had a booth set up. Yep. Who is your friend we ran into?
Dexter McNabb.
And he's at West, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's at West High School. And then, you know,
is Dexter about the last guy you'd ever want to get in a fight with?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Like, I bet you could line up everybody in America mm-hmm. and he would be one of the very last ones I would want to rumble with.
Instant respect. And boy, he kept his physique.
Yeah,
that guy looked like he looked like he could play today.
No question. Drafted in 92, with Edgar Bennett and that group. Mike Holmgren, Ron Wolf's first draft. And I don't know how many years he played for the Packers. Got two great kids, both college graduates.
Pretty athletic, too.
Very athletic. I mean, just one of the good. I mean, that's what you need. You know, you talk sometimes about Packer players and they'll play here for a few years and kind of drift away or whatever. But he's one of those guys that he's from Florida. And he came here and it's like, okay, this is where I'm going to establish my career and whatever I can bring to the table for the community. He has done it. Wonderful man, Dexter McNabb.
And you really can't you can give back in a lot of ways. But one of the biggest is through education, right? Through the youth. And he's in that administrative, which that can be tough.
Oh, no question about it.
Dr. Tiller and... I don't know if you saw some pictures, but he was up on the stage. And I mean, that guy, kids are going to relate to him and the faculty and everybody's going to respect him. He just knows what he's doing. So, they had over 2,000 families.
That's fantastic.
2,000. First time doing it. And I just want to give a shout out, a thank you to the families who came. You know, I mean, you had to take some time off and get the kids. But
Jim, wasn't that a great sight? We're walking out and there's little kids with their moms and dads holding hands,
right,
walking into an event like that. Wasn't that great?
It was awesome. And then the community
police force,
they were the school resource officers. That's what I meant. School resource. They were there shaking hands with kids, and actually it was free food.
Those hot dogs were amazing.
All eight of them? Yeah.
No, they're jumbo dogs. They were amazing.
Those were good.
They were delicious.
September 1st, our diet starts.
Yep.
After. It doesn't start. I was thinking about that when I talked about our diet.
After Labor Day, I would think.
No, I think it's going to start at 8 in the morning because we have Mad Dog and Merrill here from 7 to 8.
Yeah.
And they are cooking. They're grilling outside. We want people to come down for that.
Yeah.
You get a certificate.
Come on down.
Free food and some M&Ms. So, and you can see
excellent
our studio.
Food.
We have a good studio here.
Yeah, we got a great studio.
So anyway, I just...
The studio is better than the show.
People are, I think someone else, else out there said that already.
It's like having this really, really, really cool car and a bad driver.
Anyway, we just want to thank the families and the whole school administration, the faculty that made this event so successful, the Welcome Back Green Bay Area Public School District Family Celebration. And we look forward to doing that next year. And Johnny and I are going to participate in that. We believe in the educational system, public education and private, but we just think it's very, very important that we keep the focus and keep the community engaged. And that's our job here as radio hosts. So, again, thanks, Dr. Tiller. We're going to have you back on and we'll get more into
it. But I will say this. Very charismatic, very high energy, very friendly. But I had the feeling you cross him behind closed doors.
Yeah. Only when he's going to walk out.
I think he's that kind of guy.
Hey, the other thing that we talked about, and we've had some guests on, and you know, they come on here and then they tell us about, gee, this is what's going on in my world. That whole Bras of the Bay. Remember that we had the guests on. We had a doctor on here. We had the Dr. O'Connell and then Kathy O, because I didn't know her last name, and then Jane, who's their PR person. So the big event is Thursday, October 12th. But and I know that sounds like a long ways away, but for those of you who
was that Dr. Orlowski?
O'Connell.
Okay.
It was O'Connell. No, Orlowski was Kathy.
Oh, okay.
Because remember you criticized me when I didn't know her last name because I said...
Well, it's not that tough of a name.
You can't.
Okay.
Anyway, we're supporting that event, and I want the community to support that too. So October 12th, you need to come to the fundraiser. That's going to be a great time. But there are those of us who signed up to submit a... What'd you call it? You call it a designer?
2 minutes.
A design of a bra? Or
what? I think that's what they're doing, right?
Right. And Johnny,
but it's got to be made out of like unique things.
But and then they go for auction.
Yeah.
And they get voted on. They get voted on by judges. They get voted on. But you have to have, by the 16th, you have to have the picture of your bra that you're entering into the contest. And in the middle of the show, John Mino, of course, volunteers Mino and I to do something. And I... For those of you who know me, I'm not the handiest guy in the world. So John said he's going to build a bra out of wood. So, and I told him this morning, look, I got to talk about this because we need people to submit their bra so we can get the pictures on the website and start the voting. And I said, look, can I give you some money to do this? And he goes, oh, no, it's made out of wood. The only thing I can help is maybe sand it. But if it is, I don't know, Johnny, what are you going to build?
Well, I'm looking at making it out of barn wood. So.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway,
that's my plan for now.
Keep that in mind.
Working on design.
Okay, and then we have that that walk as well.
Yeah, October 14th.
Yeah,
like I said, a really good friend of mine is the main person that's being honored this year, which is very cool.
I know.
So this was near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
So Michelle Stevens.
Yeah,
so
she's great. Anyway, so that's going on.
Yes, we got Mark Husen from Bell and Sports Medicine coming
great
up.
Guy.
All of your problems physically, Mark can find a person for you.
Love it.
He can find a person for you.
Physically.
Yes.
But as my wife said, I got to work on the mental side.
Well, I'm here for that.
Okay.
Follow my lead. Follow my lead. Okay? Just climb aboard.
Right.
Climb aboard this train.
Right to the buffet line.
You're right. Wow. Wow. Where did that come from?
I don't know, John. Sorry.
All right. Well, we got to set a quick break. Mark Husen, Bell and Sports will be joining us. My good buddy that walked the Appalachian Trail for 5 months will be joining us.
That's going to be incredible.
We got Mike Clemens from Civic Sports joining us. We got a lot of stuff coming up starting as soon as we come back. Mino and the Mayor.
from the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Severe and deadly weather in Michigan. Thunderstorms dropping heavy rain and flooding, leaving at least three dead in the Grand Rapids area. The flooding also widespread across the state in the Detroit area.
This was a fierce and a sudden storm. Not only did it strike West Michigan and Kent County, the Lansing and Mid-Michigan area, Southeast Michigan's been hit very hard.
Consumers Energy spokesman Brian Wheeler. More than 660,000 customers without power in Michigan and Ohio due to the storm. A desperate situation in Louisiana, a wildfire burning in Beauregard Parish north of Lake Charles, prompting mandatory evacuations. People are being bused to safety. And former President Trump back on Twitter, now known as X. He tweeted his own mugshot last night, hours after being booked in Fulton County, Georgia, charges he conspired with 18 others to try and overturn the 2020 election. This is ABC News.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative, actually impact people and see that I really could do that, has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa, the south of Bondwell, and I'm the third generation. I farm with my parents and two other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because we're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the mayor here on a gorgeous Friday morning downtown Green Bay, WGBW, WISS, Oshkosh. And reminder, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, on your radio dial. So we got a lot going on over the next 2 weeks. Packers have their last ball game tomorrow. We're going to have Mike Clements from the Civic Sports Director who covers the Packers. We're going to have him on at 7:30. Packers going to be making a bunch of cuts Sunday afternoon, which is always tough. That was always my worst day covering the Packers.
I bet.
Hated that.
Yeah, those are dreams that, you know. The emotional part of it. I mean, I guess, but as they say, it is a business. Today, though, is a cool day. Today is the welcome back luncheon.
Yes. That's always fun.
Yeah, you going to that?
That's good. No, I'm not. Time.
You're not? Okay.
No. You?
Right. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, first, let's talk to a man that knows all about sports and everything involved with sports from Bell in Sports, Mark Houston. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing well. John, you're not going to the luncheon?
No, I'm not. I don't have a ticket. Do you have an extra ticket, Mark?
Yeah.
Mark. No, I thought it was all about you.
I hosted it a couple times back in my day.
That is a good event. I mean, I don't know, Mark, if we'll see you there, but
Are you going?
I don't know, John.
Do you have a ticket?
Have a ticket. That is a Green Bay event, isn't it? I mean, you can have these for lack of better terms, these power tables of all these big executives, and they may get stuck with some guy that's going to get cut or the assistant, you know, health trainer, which is very important.
Wow, way to put down trainers, huh, Mark? This is a good start.
No, what I want to say is I like the randomness of that. And then they'll pull, you know, and someone else is sitting with, you know.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to get. Yeah.
And I just think that's really cool that it's not like, well, I paid this much, I'm going to get this player. You don't bid on players. It's just random.
Yeah.
That's a very fun event. And that's today. And anyway, but you're right. How many people are going to cut? And we're going to find this out later. I want to talk to Mark about health and wellness, but how many people get cut today?
I'm not sure exactly how many, to be honest with you.
Like a lot, right?
Like a lot. 30? Yeah. Anyway,
so Mark, tell us what's going on in your world.
Great scene at the game last night, Mark, and your young doctor, Evan, did a great job on our show.
Yeah, it's, it's a great time. Football season's back, and Dr. Bo Evan is a great gentleman. He's a very much a mirror of his father, who's our sports medicine dedicated medical director that he's been, they've been part of our practice for many years. But yeah, it was awesome seeing you. Great game last night. You can't beat it.
How was that pizza?
John, I was having a salad.
Okay, take that. Yeah, that was.
John, it doesn't help when I leave the house and my wife, thinks I'm going to eat probably something healthy. And she says, well, I guess you're eating pizza at the game. I'm like, how'd you know that?
Because I'm with Mino.
No, because Mino mentioned it on the show or on the game.
Hey,
that's all right.
So, Mark, we you would never know by looking at us, but we are concerned about the health and wellness of the people in our listening, from here to Oshkosh. Tell us a little bit about strength training for people
who want to lose weight, because that's like the in thing now,
isn't
right?
It? When you read about this, there's
versus it used to be jogging, it used to be cardio. Now it seems like it's strength. You're right, Jim.
Are we backing down on cardio? I mean, I just can't believe that that's a good idea. But I don't know. You're the doctor.
Well, not a doctor, but he.
Well, I mean, he's a whatever he is.
Yeah.
He's a guru.
Yes.
I wouldn't say that, but I think the whole thing is I think you have to kind of evaluate what you're trying to do and how you're trying to do it. You do things too quick, too fast, you may end up injuring yourself. Great example is my wife just got back from a workout, she does something, 3 or 4 days a week that works for her, but some of it could be strength, some of it could be yoga, some of it could be running, you have to assess yourself and say, geez, I've got horrible knees. Well, what are you maybe doing running? What could you do, in an aquatics class where you get in the pool and you can get by and it alleviates a lot of that pain and you can still be active? So, I think that's what you have to really evaluate. What can you do and what can you stick with? We're all busy. Mornings are great. As I sit here and outside on the deck, and it's a very peaceful morning. People, if you wanted, you could be out walking, you could be out biking, you could do things. You try to do this at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when everyone's hustle bustle, and you don't have time, or you're trying to get home to cook the family a meal, or you got to get to an event. Like last night. I'm not the healthiest individual. And I'm eating a piece of pizza because it was a scramble to get home and then get back over to the game.
Yeah.
So you just have to adjust.
And my thing with that, I would agree with you on the working out earlier, because later it's tough. But I can find the time. It's just that sometimes not good things happen during the day. I'm in such a bad mood.
Yeah, I agree.
Whereas in the day,
I will say this, there's nothing better. When I used to do the GB road trips, there was nothing made me feel better during the day than when I did get up early and you're on the roads. There's no, you know, there's nothing else to do in your hotel room. And either go down, if you're in a city where you feel good and running, you know, through or whatever,
right?
Or the workout room. That I mean, what's it called? Endorphins? That's a true thing.
Oh, yeah.
That really does last through a day, doesn't
Runner's
it, Mark?
High.
Yeah.
You know, oh, it does. And guys, I just had a conversation with a gentleman the other day. They were talking about how he's got pickleball courts and he gets third shifters. My point that I was trying to get to with him was, you know, do you get the elderly that, you know, the retirements that come in during the day? He goes, no, actually, he goes, I get the people, a lot of people who work third shift. It doesn't matter if you're a nurse or if you're a lawyer. He goes, they adjust their schedule. They come in, they get a workout and they're playing pickleball. He says a lot of times his pickleball courts are very busy from 6:30 to 2-3 o'clock. So
wow.
It's just a matter of, you know, what's going on during that time.
I think
you have to make it accountable to yourself.
Yeah. Mark, you make a really good point. And I think that our community offers a variety of exercises. There is aquatics at the different Ys. I mean, Bellin, you guys have some great sports training and I mean sports to scare people away, just some great wellness training at some of your facilities. And plus you can always just walk. I want to say that my wife goes to the bar class, not the kind Johnny goes to the bar.
I didn't see her there.
And she doesn't go as regular as you do either.
Okay.
John. But I went to that and you talk about knowing,
what is it?
It's like it's a bar with the mirrors and then it's like the parallel bar. It's not really
like
a parallel
ballet?
Bar. It would be like a ballet bar, but it's attached to the wall.
Oh.
And you do, you know, squats, you do some, Mark, I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, you know, you're not going off and doing big squatting or you're not doing big benching, John, you know, so you may have a weighted bar and they may use that just to lift and do different motions. So there's a lot of different motions you can, then you may lift hand weights.
Right.
You know,
rapid increments. And anyway, so I went to that. She goes, oh, you got to come, Jim. It's free for, you can bring a guest for free. I went to that. And then the lady, so it was all women there and me, and the ladies were doing some things. I'm like, well, this isn't so bad. Then she goes, well, everybody, you know, and the music's blaring and people are getting into it. She goes, well, put your leg up on the bar. And I did that. And it's like, I just fell over. I pulled muscles.
Something's going to snap.
Almost called 911. I just went back in the bathroom and waited it out till she was done. But so that wasn't for me, but. Maybe some, like you said, there's easier things to do. There's aquatics. There's programs offered.
Well, you know,
Bellin.
Pat McKenzie one time, who of course works close with Mark over there and Dr. Evan. I remember one time I went to him and it's like, you know, my knee was really, really sore. He goes, I said, well, I've been running a bunch. He goes, where do you run? I said, well, just on the road, on the street. He says, okay, I can cure your knee. I said, you can? He goes, yep, stop running on the roads. I said, okay, well, my other one though, I kind of heard it. He goes, how'd you do that? I said, climb the ladder, clean my gutters. I can cure that right here. Really? He goes, yeah. Hire somebody to clean your gutters. Are you done? And that's it almost. But
here's my $200 bill.
Exactly, but it really got to the point. It's like, oh yeah, these are like self-inflicted.
Yeah,
you see that, Mark? A lot?
Mark was kind of you did kind of.
That's what you're alluding to, huh?
Right.
Well, but you know, I think you guys even just talked about the community. You know, so I live down in Kimberly, and you know, you guys are up in Green Bay. What do we both have? We both have a lot of trails that are sometimes even plowed and taken care of during the wintertime, sometimes aren't. It doesn't matter. The greatest thing out there is that you have a free walking surface or a biking surface or whatever you want to use that surface for, that you can do it at any time of the day, morning, midday, late afternoon, weekends. You know, so it's not about always saying, oh, you know what, I don't have money to pay for that membership. And there's nothing against buying memberships and going to some of these facilities, but it's just sometimes I tell people, just start on trails or start on your neighborhoods and walk the sidewalks. And, you know, you do that for 45 minutes, an hour. Just commit to that maybe 3 or 4 times a week. That's going to be huge. That's a one start. You know, the other start is, yes, watching while you eat. You know, again, I'll jump back and I'll come down to myself. Eating a pizza last night is not the best. John talked about, you know, just, you know, when you're kind of scrambling, you get out to games and stuff too. you know, when I was an athletic trainer covering events, that was always tough because a lot of events, you're trying to get kids ready when it's what's called quote unquote dinner time.
Yeah.
And then you have the game and now you're driving home maybe for an event. And you know, what do we see? You see a Pizza Hut or you see a McDonald's
trip.
Or whatever.
Quick trip.
And you try to do that quick feed. Well, that doesn't help when it's 9:30 at night and now there's food sitting in your stomach. So you really have to be a little bit more diligent of, okay, planning out your day.
Yeah.
I mean, a great example. I am going to get better because I didn't have to rush into work this morning. I can make a sandwich and stuff, not for my lunch hour today, but because I will be at another event or another football game tonight. So what am I going to do when I'm sitting in the office, you know, maybe at 4:30 or 5? Well, it's pretty quiet in there at that point on a Friday night. So before I get out to the game, I can have a nice meal.
I
didn't get out to the game.
But I can't.
That's a difference.
When you saw me at the concession stand last night, I was on my way to get two hot dogs. I was starving. Drive all the way down. Got a game going on where, you know, for 3 hours you can't do anything.
Listen to these excuses, Mark.
That's not an excuse.
For the record, so Johnny was in line getting two hot dogs. I had lunch for dinner for his snack. I don't know what he pulled over on the way home, but I just want to say I had lunch with Johnny yesterday and he had hot dogs for lunch too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did. Oh, you're right. I didn't even think about that. I had three hot dogs yesterday. You're right. Hey, Mark, one other thing you're talking that, okay, so it seems like there's always been a thing. 30 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day is really good for you. Now I just read something where it said it's okay to break that up into 10-minute increments, 10 minutes three times a day. You have any new studies on that?
Well, I think it's just to get started. You know, I mean, when you're, as a geese fly over head,
geese,
as I'm on my desk.
Pipe down.
Yeah. Tell me on the radio.
Sorry, they're interrupting you guys. I think it's sometimes 30 minutes is just too much for some people. So, we've all been lazy and you've been sitting on a couch or a chair for a long time. You know, 10 minutes, fine. 10 minutes, can you walk around your neighborhood for 10 minutes and do that three times a week? Just get started. You know, just to get started and get your body, because you know you're going to be sore after doing some of these things. And it's tough. You just don't, again, peaceful time this morning, but some people say, man, it's just easier to roll over, turn that alarm clock off and not do it. Get yourself get yourself out of bed and get changed, you know, and we know what's going to happen here in the fall. You know, I mean, right now it's beautiful, but here in a few months it starts getting cold and people just don't want to do anything. And if it gets cold too soon, well, in Wisconsin, it could be 4 or 5 months that people are just not, you know, if you don't want to go out to the gym. But that's, again, where you can adjust it. When you do get home, can you go for a 20-minute walk when you get home before you're going to cook a meal? Again, it's not about you have to go an hour on the other side of town, get a workout in, drive to the other side of town, then come back. You can do these things right from your neighborhood using sidewalks, using the trails. I mean, we're just so blessed with what we have for basic entities around here.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, sidewalks are underrated, and they are shoveled in the winter. I mean, you have to shovel them or you're going to get a fine from the city. But I just think I told John this before, we talked about health and wellness, but who's the guy that runs the health for this country? I met him. I was involved with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and he said if he could write one prescription with all the stuff that's out there, it would be walking 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Great opportunity.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mark, this is always fun having you on.
We're going to have you back here because we got to
every week.
Keep healthy. You're a good example. Thanks for what you're doing for the community, and we'll... we'll talk a little bit more. I think we'll start working on Mino. That'd be a good project.
I'm all in. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. It's a phenomenal place. Like I said, they cured my gout. So if they can do that, imagine what they could do with others. Yes.
Water to wine.
We'll be back with more. Mino and the Mayor after this. Thanks, Mark.
You know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative, actually impact people and see that I really could do that has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 78 today under overcast skies. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 61. Overcast. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 71. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 73. 76. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Jason always finds some funky music, doesn't he? I still, you know what? I'd still like to be a DJ like Venus Flytrap on WKRP, remember? He's got the candles in his studio, you know, late at night. Hello, my children.
Right. That, and this is the kind of music he'd played too, right?
How you doing out there?
Right.
On this night of love.
You got that down.
We've got the ladies' man here. Okay. Remember the ladies' man? Some cabassier?
What do you think, Jason? Did I do it?
Yeah, yes, this goes out to all the ladies.
That's right. All the ladies that I had loved and will be loving. Yes.
I appreciate you.
All right,
you.
Let's go. Move on.
Welcome back. On the Mayor here on a Friday morning at WGBW. This segment brought to you by downtown City Deck Landing, where we are sitting right now in the most beautiful studio you'll ever find and one of the greatest blocks you'll ever find in a city of its size. And I'll tell you something else. This area has one of the coolest markets you've ever been to. The Waterfront Market, which is right next door to us, is spectacular. You can find anything there.
It is. It's a high end. It's a Trader Joe's. It's got, you know, that, akin to that.
I mean, everything.
That's
not,
it's got everything there. And
everything.
And it's got the high quality stuff, which is
yes.
nice. It kind of.
Great sandwiches. You got to, you know, you got to try sometime okay. before we start our diet. You get these Italian wraps and it's capicola and it's suppressa and it's salami and it's provolone.
All right, let's go.
It's so delicious. And they come in these like sealed wraps where you get two of them. And you put them in the microwave for about 15 seconds just to soften up the salami and the and the cheese. So delicious, you can't believe it.
All right.
Just fantastic.
Between now and September 1st.
We got
it. It's a week from today.
Yes. I mean, it's so good. You got to stop there. Waterfront Market right here on Washington Street, 401 North Washington Street, downtown Green Bay.
And
it is spectacular.
And they also have 72 condominiums or apartments, high-end apartments.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Above them. And the reason this place is taken off and so successful is because of their manager.
Yeah.
Christy Bartlement is great. And talk about customer service. If there's a problem, boom. And it's not like, well, you know, fill out a form. I'll get back to you in a couple of days. She is a Johnny on the spot, or I guess, what would you call that? Because it's not person. What? She's Christy on the spot.
Wouldn't have hurt if they moved a couple of pillars in the parking ramp. I'll be honest with you. Just being honest.
I think they designed this thing great.
You know what's weird,
though? She's a great, great landlord, though, and she cares so much about this community.
Yep,
and
real pride in it.
She does. And if something in the area isn't right, she's not afraid to call and say something.
Yep. Takes care of the people.
She is going to be a future leader in this city.
Yep.
And
I think she's going to be mayor someday.
She should be.
I really do.
High
energy. She's going to be mayor of Green Bay soon.
And she gets it. She's smart. And anyway, so to come down and support this is a good thing. She's involved in the community, and we're just really glad that
And that City Deck is so cool.
That our company
That we're here.
Leased us this studio for the next 4 years.
So very cool.
That's awesome.
Very cool. You know what I'm amazed at, though, in that parking ramp? There's these big, huge trucks, these big F-150s.
No scratches on them, John.
Nothing.
And then you drive that little Ford Bronco or whatever.
Little old Mazda.
Whatever. And it's all scratched up. John, it's not the pillars. It's the driver.
Well, I'm just saying. I know. I'm not. That's why when we had, what's her name here from the bus line?
Patty.
Yeah, Patty. And she said, you know, you could be a bus driver. I'm like, I don't think I could. She's like, no, I could teach you. I don't think I could.
Can't teach common sense.
So I'm still thinking about talking to her about that dispatch job.
There was something else I read. I'll think about it.
Because I think I'm too old to go to welding school, because welding's my other thing I want to do. Or be a framer. I could be a carpenter framer. I'd like to do that.
Here's something else you could do.
Okay.
So yesterday, Johnny and I attended the...
bartending school?
No, you don't want to do that. That's too close to the flame. This Green Bay Area Public School District, they still had 30 openings. Not for teacher, but for... you could work in their food service. You could work... You know what I mean? Like, you could work with youth. They would look up to you and...
Jason says substitute
part-time
teacher.
Substitute, yeah, part-time.
I only know history, though. I don't know anything else.
Well, I don't know. I think you maybe do. I think,
maybe wood shop.
Well, I mean, do you know your colors?
My colors? Yeah, I know my colors.
You can teach.
Oh, for really young ones.
You always think you're going to be teaching high school or college.
John, we've got an opening this morning. Hey, I'm all in. AP statistics?
Yeah, that.
Notre Dame?
Yeah,
I think. Oh, man. You know, my back's bothering me. I can't get out of bed this morning. Yeah. If I could get a substitute teaching job, just teaching history in regards to like the wars.
Well, I every history like class
World
covers
War
the wars.
Yes.
So,
but I would just stay there the whole time, and they'd be like, John, okay, I know you're starting there in September. That's good. That's good. It's good. Then it'd be like, you know, April. It's like, John, where are you up to now? The Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah.
It's like,
you
6 months and you're still in the war, huh, John?
Yeah. Can you convey your knowledge of woodworking? Could you teach a woodworking home ec? Could you know how to make like, we made chess pieces all the time.
Mm. I've never used a lathe. We didn't have a
No, didn't need to do
no,
that.
No,
okay.
No.
Well, I will find
so keep
something.
Thinking, okay?
I know we are.
You get a lot of contacts.
I'm
looking for a part-time job, so let me know.
I do. The problem is I'm always, not always, but I'm hesitant to refer people, because if it doesn't work, they're going to look at me. So I just want to meet.
Why would it not work with me? What could possibly go wrong? What? Okay. Jason, right?
Billy.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
Anyway,
nice.
We got time. We got
okay,
time.
Yeah,
we're
going to
figure something out. But okay. So what do you have?
So
college football. Do you do anything with that?
I do not.
That kicks off tomorrow.
That kicks off, but I love college football.
I know you do.
I love college football more than the NFL.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I really
and
truly do.
That.
I can. I can say I love college football. I love the pageantry of it. You, Jason?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and especially going to a game. There is something so special on a Saturday morning, getting up early.
I love it.
Driving to a stadium.
Right.
Driving through the country. Going to wherever, I think that is the coolest thing in the world. NFL, yeah, I mean, obviously it's great, but it's a little more hardcore. I mean, Green Bay is the closest thing I've ever seen
to college,
to
right?
a college atmosphere.
Agree.
You go to some of those other places, I remember I was in Buffalo one time, New England and Cleveland. I have never been to Philadelphia, and I've heard that's even the worst, but it's a different element of fan. I mean, it just is versus Green Bay. So I love college football.
Okay,
so when I retire, this is a true story. This is my entire fall. I'm going to get like a Winnebago or a van, probably just a van. And I'm going to drive around the country, and every week I'm going to go to a different game.
Yeah.
I'm doing that when I retire.
I believe you would do that.
My first fall.
Well, you could probably take your kid with you, because your wife won't do that.
I'll be by myself. I might take Milton.
I'll go with
He's busy
You'll
today.
You, Jason, come with me.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, what did you say you had Milton going on yesterday? What'd you do?
No,
or today?
Today.
What did you do?
We have lessons at 11.
Swim lessons?
No, this is just, this is working in an environment, like we're going to go to pet supplies. And,
okay.
So you can walk down the aisle without picking at some of the treats and things. You just gotta stay focused. And then interaction with some of the people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. little doggy interaction with the people.
It is. 11 o'clock.
It didn't come to him just naturally at all, huh? No?
You know, he's nope. a, Johnny, he what? Is a yeah. great, great
dog. Oh, yeah.
I How love precious.
Him. I know, right? Wow. Do you give him those shampoo and fluff him up?
His hair.
Do you put a bandana around his neck?
I got an appointment. Yes. His hair appointment is next week.
You do? You're one of those guys with a bandana.
Yeah. And we're scheduled all till Christmas on his hair.
Oh, good. So am I.
Tough to get him.
All right. We got a great friend. Talk about Appalachia Trail. Next. Minor the Mayor.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,